Hey, Wowzer fams. It's Guy Raz here, and before we start the show, I've got some big news to share. As you may know, Mindy and I have a new book coming out on March 2nd. It's called The How and Wow of the Human Body, from your tongue to your toes and all the guts in between. And to celebrate the release of our new book, we've got two big virtual launch events coming up with two of your favorite author illustrators, and you are all invited. The first is happening on Tuesday, March 2nd, and it's going to be hosted by author illustrator Jarrett J. Krasoska. You may know Jarrett from his wildly popular book series Lunch Lady, Jedi Academy, and Hey Kiddo. Our second event is happening on Monday, March 8th, with New York Times best-selling author and illustrator Raina Telgemeier. You may know Raina from her very popular graphic novels, including Smile, Sister, Drama, Guts, and more. We'll be chatting about our new book, The How and Wow of the Human Body, and answering some of your most burning questions. Grown-ups, to get your hands on tickets to these virtual events, visit tinkercast.com/events. That's tinkercast.com/events.
4, 3, 2, 1, ignition. Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion. I don't know what you've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. Wow in the world. 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 Wow in the world.
Wow in the world. Wow in the world.
Okay, let's see. Gluten-free pretzels, check. Sparkling-free water, check. Yogurt garlic dip, check. Okay, I think everything's ready for the big race. Now I just need to tune in to BTN here. Huh.
And that concludes our weekend-long marathon of classic television static.
Oh.
Coming up on the Boring Television Network, Boring Sports, featuring the 100-meter not a dash.
Ah.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Do you like fireworks?
Fireworks.
Do you like monsters? Well then, you're going to really dislike Boredom Con.
Boredom Con.
Coming this Saturday to the Snooze Fest Arena.
Saturday.
A 4-hour-long PowerPoint presentation on the nutritional benefits of spinach.
Wow.
Then, 3 French-Canadian acrobats doing gentle low-impact yoga.
Namaste.
Followed by... Don't miss out on all the non-action this Saturday.
Saturday
at Boredom Con.
Whoa. Oh, that must be Mindy. I'm coming. Mindy.
Guy Razzie.
You made it, and you're just in time, too. The big race is about to start.
Aren't you going to say anything about my shirt?
Your shirt?
Yeah, check it out.
Happy unbirthday, Guy Raz. Mindy, is this for me?
You know it is. You didn't think I'd forget your unbirthday, did you? Check it out. I've got everything here. An unbirthday cake with your name on it. An unbirthday shirt, also with your name on it. And an unbirthday t-shirt cannon with my name on it.
Huh? Oof.
Oh, nice catch.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you check the pocket?
The pocket?
Yeah, the pocket on the shirt.
All right. Let's see here. Mindy, are these what I think they are?
Yes!
3 tickets to the 100-meter not-a-dash at the Snooze Fest Arena?
Happy unbirthday, Guy Razzie!
Mindy, this is amazing. I can't believe you got us tickets to see the slowest of the slowest animals competition.
I know, I'm the best.
I wonder who's going to win the title of world's slowest animal.
I know. And I heard it's a really competitive and diverse field this year. We've got marsupials, mammals, reptiles, mollusks.
Wow.
Anywho, we got to get a move on it. This race is about to start.
Yeah, I know. I was just about to settle down in front of the TV to watch it.
I know. But lucky for you, Guy Raz, Reggie just got his flying license renewed and is waiting for us out in the yard. Hey, Reg! We'll be right there. He says he'll get us there lickety-split.
Perfect. Just give me 2 seconds. Let me grab my stuff.
Your stuff?
Yeah, wait right here.
Okay. I don't know what you've been told. We're in a golden race. So many discoveries.
Ta-da!
What in the...
It's all my boredom sports fan gear. Check it out. I've got my big foam finger.
Oh.
My horn.
Oh.
My cap.
What does it say? Boredom con XXX CVII. Is this Roman numerals?
Yep.
Ah, so boring.
I got you one too, Mindy.
Thanks. Does it also make me do math?
Yeah, here, pop it on.
Okay.
Okay, let's get out of here, Mindy. Hey, Reggie.
Aw, he says happy not your birthday, Guy Razzy.
Aw, thanks, Reg.
Oh, man, look at the time. You're right, Reg. We gotta bust a move. Come on, Guy Raz, hop on. Coming up right behind you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mindy, and I will be your pilot today on this non-stop Reggie flight to the Snooze Fest Arena. I'd just like to welcome you all aboard today and remind you to please keep your hands, feet, and other objects inside the vehicle at all times. Thank you very much, and enjoy your flight.
Mindy!
Because here we go! And that's another Reggie flight arriving safe and sound and on time. Nice job, Reg.
Mindy, are you sure we're at the right place? It looks super quiet here.
Well, it is the Snooze Fest Arena. Maybe everyone's asleep.
Mindy, I highly doubt that everyone here is asleep.
Well, that seems to be the case with this ticket taker.
Oh, that's boring.
Oh, my God!
What's going on?
Sorry to wake you, sir, but we are here for the 100-meter not a dash. I've got my tickets. We in the right place?
Yes, you've arrived at the right place. Please, guys, you take it.
Here you go.
It's my own birthday.
Oh, that's great, sir. I'm so bored for you. Now, if you have a couple of hours, I'd like to ask you a few hundred questions about how you found out about today's event. Question the first. How did you find out about today's event? Was it A, a friend? B, a friend of a friend. C, a friend of a friend of a friend. Or D, a friend's neighbor's dog's pastor's
hairdresser's. We don't have time for this. Thank you very much. Come on, Guy Raz, we gotta go.
Twice removed.
You too, Reg. Let me check the tickets here. Let's see. We are 23, 24, and 25, section 34 in the slow Wi-Fi stand.
I think we're over this way, Mindy.
Walk, 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 walk.
Whoa. Look at this place, Mindy. The atmosphere is electric.
Yeah, electric. That's what I was thinking, too. Oh, good eye, Reg. Hey, Guy Raz, over here. Reggie found our seats.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Thank you. Sorry. Pardon me.
I'm
not myself. Sorry.
Made it.
And just in time, too, Mindy. I think it's about to start.
Testing, testing. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the annual 100-meter Not-A-Dash World Championship. Please, there's no need for that. Thank you. Every year, slowpokes from all over the planet come to the Snooze Fest Arena to compete for the title of World's Slowest Animal.
The world's slowest animal?
And now, introducing this year's contestants.
Here we go, Mindy!
Hailing from the treetops of eastern Australia, sleeping for more than 19 hours a day and eating for most of the other five. It's the motionless marsupial, Gary the Koala.
Mindy, I have all of his trading cards.
What?
Hey, Gary! Hey, Gary, it's me!
Oh, boy.
Next up, and last year's reigning champion, the slowest mammal on the planet, the South American who's always down to hang, it's Barney the Sloth.
Yes, I love sloths!
I know you do, I know!
Okay, but I've got a question.
Well, what's that, Mindy?
Why are all of these animals so slow?
Well, there are a bunch of different reasons why one animal might be slower or faster than another, but the reason why most of the animals out here today are slow is because of their diet.
Their diet? You mean, like, what they eat?
Yeah, well, take Gary the Koala, for example. Koalas are actually super fussy eaters, and they only eat one specific kind of food.
Oh, yeah. Koalas only eat eucalyptus leaves, right?
Yeah, but the problem with eucalyptus leaves is that they're full of tiny fibers.
Ah, which probably means that it takes koalas a long time to digest them. You know, to turn all of those delicious eucalyptus leaves into poop.
That's right. And the best way for these koalas to digest these leaves is to sleep it off.
That's what Grandma G-Force always says after Thanksgiving dinner.
And in addition to this, Mindy, eucalyptus leaves aren't very nutritious either.
So you're saying that koalas don't get a lot of energy from eating leaves?
Exactly. So the few hours that koalas are awake, they only have a small supply of energy to do everything else they need to do. So in order to conserve their energy, they tend to move very, very slowly.
Like when we got lost on that road trip and we had to conserve gas to get us to the hotel.
Exactly.
And so what about the sloth? Same deal?
Pretty much, Mindy. I mean, you are what you eat.
So the sloth also doesn't have a very nutritious diet.
Exactly. And because of this, just like the koala, the sloth doesn't have much energy to spare. So it simply takes it slow.
Really slow, judging by the stats up there on the Jumbotron. Check it out. It says up there that the sloth only moves 41 yards a day. That's less than half the length of a football field.
Yeah, but believe it or not, it's still not the slowest animal here.
What? Really? Who else we got?
Well, there's Humphrey the tortoise and Samantha the snail.
Uh-huh.
But there is one competitor in particular that I've been waiting to see all year. She's actually a newcomer to the competition this year and is supposedly going to blast everyone out of the water.
Really? Who is this slow superstar?
Oh, I think they're about to announce her, Mindy.
And finally arriving to the starting line, the reptile you've all been waiting for, from the caves of Bosnia and Herzegovina, the amphibian that can't be moved, please welcome Deborah the Salamander. Thank you.
Deborah the Salamander?
Yep. Deborah was part of a group of European salamanders that were studied by scientists from Eötvös Loránd University in Hungary. And if you thought those other animals were slow, oh boy, just wait till you hear about this salamander.
Why? How slow is she?
Oh, one second, Mindy. I think the race is about to start.
On your marks, get set, slow, and they're off, sort of.
Okay, so how slow is this salamander, Guy Raz?
Well, Deborah belongs to a group of salamanders called Olms.
Oh, I know Olms. I used to have one as my old neighbor. They're almost completely blind and typically live in damp caves in Europe.
That's right. And this group of researchers from Hungary tagged and monitored a total of 26 of these Olms living in a small section of a cave in northern Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Yeah, and what did they find?
Well, they basically found this.
And it looks like the snail has moved 1 inch down the track. Such incredible speed. Coming up close behind is Humphrey the turtle, who has just managed to open his eyes. Barney the sloth and Gary the koala are both still fast asleep at the starting line. Must have been a big lunch. Ha 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 ha. And Deborah, true to form, has yet to move a muscle.
Well, it doesn't look like that salamander Deborah is going anywhere in a hurry. Is that what the researchers found, Guy Raz?
Exactly, Mindy. Between the years 2010 and 2018, the researchers returned to the cave 4 times to check up on the Olms' progress and see how far they've moved.
Oh, yeah? And what did they find?
These researchers found that these salamanders only moved about 5 meters or 16 feet every year.
16 feet in a year? You're telling me that these little guys only moved the length of my ice cream truck in a whole year?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Mindy.
Man, you were not kidding when you said these things were slow.
And that's not all.
It's not?
Nope. Out of all of those super slow salamanders, there was even one standout Olm. One Olm that refused to move at all for 7 years.
7 years? What? That's bonker balls.
And guess what, Mindy?
What?
That salamander, that Olm, was Deborah.
And she's down there right now doing her thing. Doing her thing.
That's right. This one salamander sat in that exact same spot in that damp cave for 2,569 days in a row.
Man, I know I can be slow to get out of bed in the morning, but 7 years slow? That is crazy salad.
It looks like Humphrey the turtle has finally begun shuffling forward ever so slowly. Barney the sloth seems to have woken up now at least. And the down and out favorite, Deborah, is still to make a move.
So why is it that these salamanders move at such a glacial pace? I mean, does it have something to do with their diet, maybe? Are they eating something super non-nutritious, like my sugar-blasted tart pops, for example?
Well, not exactly. You see, these little guys don't need to hurry anywhere.
What do you mean?
Well, not only do these salamanders have no natural predator in the wild, but they also seem to live their whole lives in slow motion.
Slow motion?
Yeah, these salamanders can live for up to 100 years, so they've got plenty of time to have a good old rest.
I get it.
But on top of that, Mindy, they also only mate once every 12 and a half years.
Huh, and mating is one of the main reasons that animals stay mobile or move around a lot, to try and find a partner to have babies and continue with their family tree.
Exactly. So with these Olms not having to worry about predators and only having to mate every 12 years and living until they're almost 100 years old, well, they don't really have to move around much at all.
And it looks like Deborah the salamander is made of stone or some such. She is still not moving, although Gary the koala, it appears, has woken up and is scanning his surroundings for something to eat.
Okay, so I get that these salamanders don't have to move around to avoid getting eaten by predators, but don't they have to move in order to grab a bite to eat themselves?
Well, actually, these ohms don't even have to move to get their food. They simply wait for it to come to them.
What? Did these ohms figure out how to order delivery?
Well, no, actually. These ohms use a technique known as sit and wait to hunt.
And let me guess, they sit and they wait.
Yep. The ohms pick a good spot to hang out at, and then they wait for the small crustaceans that they feed on to come close enough for them to snap them up rather than to use up their energy chasing them around.
Crustaceans? You mean like crabs and lobsters? Man, these salamanders are fancy.
Well, yeah, the crustaceans are in the same family as lobsters and crabs, but they're much, much smaller.
Okay, and so these mini seafood delicacies, they just walk straight into the open salamander mouths?
Well, basically, yeah, but it doesn't just happen overnight. With this sort of technique, the ohm can sometimes wait 1 or 2 years between meals.
Years? Are you kidding me? I just had a caviar burrito before we left the house, and already I'm starving.
Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but it turns out that Deborah and her whole species are like masters of Zen.
Yeah, and check it out. She still hasn't left her starting block.
Still very little movement from Deborah here. However, it looks like Bonnie the sloth is slowly beginning to drag himself forward.
So what was the whole point of this research, Guy Raz?
Well, because these little guys move at a slower pace than the rest of us, they're also more susceptible to things like climate change and habitat destruction.
Ah, and so the researchers are hoping that this insight into these super slow movers will help to keep them safe in the future?
Exactly, and it'll help to make laws to keep them and their habitats safe and sound.
Well, if some of them are still going to be around and kicking in 100 years, we want to make sure that they have a place to live.
You got it.
Still not much movement here at Snooze Fest Arena. Oh, excuse me. Still anyone's race. Wait, is this a race or is it like golf? Oh, it is a race. Well, whatever, it's still super boring.
So, Guy Raz?
Yes, Mindy?
Do you think that this race will also go on for 7 years? I mean, with Deborah the Salamander competing and all?
No, I don't think so, Mindy.
Oh, good.
It'll take much longer than that.
What?
Well, just think about it, Mindy. It took the average ohm salamander 1 year to move just 5 meters or 16 feet.
Uh-huh.
And this is a 100 meter, not a dash.
100 meters? So what, 5 meters a year, then carry the 2 minus 1. It's going to take Deborah 20 years to finish this race?
Yeah, and it could be even longer, Mindy. I mean, that was the average, and if I know anything about Deborah, well, it's that she is far from average.
Hey, Roz, I don't have 20 years to burn in this arena. I got things to do.
Well, that's perfectly fine, Mindy, because it looks like this ticket you got me is a multi-day pass, so we could just come back next year for my unbirthday and see how far these four have gotten.
Next year?
Yeah, and the year after that, 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 and the year after that.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
This message for parents comes from NPR sponsor Bamboo Math by Bamboo Learning. Using Bamboo Math, curious kids in kindergarten through fifth grade can solve fun word problems like 7 tarantulas are watching the sunset. 2 penguins join them. How many animals are watching the sunset? Or 6 buckets of water are needed to fill a 30-liter bath. How many liters are in each bucket? To try over 10 million math problems like these, say, Alexa, open Bamboo Math.
Here at Planet Money Industries, we've manufactured t-shirts, we've bought oil, we've even gone to space. But our next Planet Money series, well, let's just say a superhero is born. Coming to a podcast feed near you from NPR.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the world.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, I'm Oliver, and I live in Durham, North Carolina, and here's my wow in the world. Some tropical moths have very unusual diets. They drink tears usually from animals such as horses, pigs, and deer, but they will also pick on unhappy humans. Say, hi to Reggie for me.
Hey, wow in the world. My name's Elle.
And my name's Ivy.
We live in Vancouver, Washington, and our wow is there's over 10,000 beaches in Australia.
Isn't that crazy?
You could go to a new beach every day for 27 years. Say hi to Grandma G-Force.
Buongiorno.
Reggie.
Dennis.
Hi.
Mr. Fingerling.
What's up?
Static Man.
And the Sleigh Cat.
We love your show.
Hello, my name is Cora. I'm from Boise. And did you know that cats can be allergic to humans?
Hi, Guy Raz and Mindy. My name is Finn. I'm from Hamilton, Ontario. That's in Canada. My wow is that dolphins have 2 stomachs. Isn't that crazy? If I had 2 stomachs, I could store a bunch of chocolate Easter eggs. Blair. Say hi to Grandma G-Force.
Oh.
And the annoying Dennis.
Ahoy there!
Also, I love the pop-ups music. Bye!
Hello, I'm Eric. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. My wow in the world is that the biggest organ in your body is your skin. Say hi to Grandma G-Force, Dennis, and Reggie.
Hi!
What'd he say?
Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name's Tyler, and I live in Morgan Hill, California. My wow in the world is that mountain goats, you can count their rings on their horns to tell you how old they are. Bye!
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Alexander, and I live in Washington, D.C. My wow in the world is that a hippopotamus may seem fat and slow, but it can still run faster than a human.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I'm Chloe, and I'm from Seattle, Washington. My wow is the hands and feet contain more than half of the bones in an adult human's body. Isn't that, like, totally amazing? Say hi to awesome Dennis.
Howdy.
You rock, Dennis.
Aw.
You are awesome.
You know, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Bye. I adore your show.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. It's Sophia from Chicago. My wow in the world is that a group of crows is called a murder. Bye now.
End of messages.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, check out this week's scientific conversation starters at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more info on how your kids can become members of the World Organization of Wowzers, shop our Wow shop, upload photos and videos to us, and check dates for our upcoming live events. That's wowintheworld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson,
who provides the bells, whistles, and silly characters. Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, who also provides silly characters. Tom?
Hello there.
Thanks also to Jessica Bodie, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Alex Curley. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show.
Also, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to WOW in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, leave us a few stars, a review, or just tell a friend about the show.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing.
Jinx!
The World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
LifeKit is always here with tips about personal finance and health, but also for those tough discussions, like what to tell your kids when the news gets scary. Listen now to the LifeKit podcast from NPR.